Welcome to our Thursday night prayer meeting. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you tonight to bring our requests to you. We pray tonight that you will keep us safe in the days that lie ahead, that as we begin to move out of lockdown, you will keep us safe from the coronavirus. We pray that you will drive it back, that we may regain some of the freedom that we have lost over the past year. We pray that people in our country will act and behave sensibly, and that in the coming recovery, people will take this opportunity to turn to you, to respond to the gospel of salvation by accepting you, Lord Jesus, as their Lord and Saviour. Lord, may there be a turning point for the people of our country, not only in seeing the virus being driven back and contained, but also in a mighty move of your Holy Spirit, where we shall see thousands, tens of thousands, even more than we can imagine possible, of souls turning to you for salvation. Lord, we pray at this time too for so many, and especially those of our own fellowship who are alone and may be in difficulty with health problems. Tonight we raise up to you our sister Rose, who spends so much of her time on her own, and often in pain or discomfort. Lord, bless her especially with an awareness of your presence with her. Supply all her needs. Lord, we also pray for Sheila Barr and Sheila Mara, both in care homes. Be with them and strengthen them, Lord. We pray too for Tom, that you will strengthen him in mind as well as in body. Lord, heal him, we pray. And we pray also for Jean, who is finding it difficult to cope at the moment. Lord, enable her and let her know that you are present with her every step of the way. And Lord, bless Rose Joy and Macando, that they may know your presence in their lives in a very real way. Supply all their needs and bless them with joy and happiness. Now we do lift up before you Danielle, who was seriously injured when she was knocked down by a road vehicle. Lord, recover her from her injuries speedily and draw her back to that place of salvation. May she know the power of your redeeming love, we pray. Raise her up, Lord. And Lord, there are so many more of our fellowship. You know each one, Patrick and Georgina, Henry, Debbie, Anne, Frank and Sue, Ellen, Heidi and Nathaniel, George, Grace and her family, Doug, Sheila Penny and others. Lord, bless them all and keep them in your safe care, Lord. Lord, we pray also for our country, that there might be a great returning of people to you in repentance and faith. Lord, restore the country in terms of health, protection, financially, but also spiritually, Lord. More than this, we pray for a spiritual restoration, that people might turn to you in their thousands across the nation. So, Lord, bless us and keep us, we pray, and unto you be all the praise and the glory and the honour. Bless us today, we pray. Bring glory to your name in our lives as we live for you in the power of your Holy Spirit and in the joy and blessing of your salvation. Lord, be with us day by day. May we know your wonderful presence with us every moment of every day. Lord, to you be all the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, if you have those prayer requests to bring before the Lord, pray now. And when you have finished, then click on the closing prayer button to end the program. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name. Amen.